Are you wondering how to balance it all, work, family, and life? Do you end up putting yourself on the back burner and feeling overwhelmed? Well, today I'm going to be giving you some different tips about how to have some better work-life-family balance and ways to take care of yourself. And I thought of this topic today because this is something that has come up with my clients and I see it from people. So many of us women keep putting ourselves on the back burner and keep putting our family, other people, good things in front of ourselves. And we have to really step back and take a look at this. And if you guys are looking for some extra support, I encourage you to set up a call. Really, there is so much power in having a coach and a personal trainer able to provide you with accountability and support so you can stay consistent. And health coaching is so much more than talking about food or exercise. Just this week, I've been talking to clients about people pleasing, about saying no, about relationships, anxious feelings, all these different things that affect your ability to take care of yourself. So if you feel like you could use some extra support, set up a free call down below and we'll go over your goals and struggles and really help to figure out what that next step is for you. You can also find links down below of how to work with me. And I always have my prices up front so you guys can see that. I hate going to people's websites and they don't have their prices. So you guys can check out my website if you're interested. Hi friends, and welcome to the Healthy Beyond 40 Show. I'm Michelle, mama 4 and military wife. And I'm passionate about helping women get healthy from the inside out so they can feel better and live their best life. Do you feel like you're struggling to lose weight and get in shape? If you're ready to develop healthier habits, exercise consistently, and lose weight sustainably, then you're in the right place. I combine my expertise from my doctorate in physical therapy to my experience as a health coach, personal trainer, and yoga teacher to bring you actionable steps for a healthy lifestyle. No magic pill here, so lace up those shoes and get moving. All right, so let's dive into it today. I'm going to give you guys some tips, and this is something that I'm always readjusting and reassessing. I'm not someone who has it all figured out, and it's always great. And I think it's like this for most of us. Things start to feel a little off balance, and then if we can pause and readjust and reassess what we need, we can get back into a better balance. And also, when we're talking about this life balance, it's not like a teeter-totter where it's going to be completely balanced. It's going to sway a little bit, and that's okay. So we shouldn't expect a perfectly balanced life like we got it nailed. But we want to make sure that we do have some balance and that we're able to take care of ourselves. So one thing that really helps to bring a little clarity is really knowing what your purpose is in life and your passions and the season you're in right now. And so when we can come back to that, that really helps us to guide what we should and shouldn't be doing and where our priorities should be. So for me right now in this season, I know that God created me to help others get healthy, but I also have a family and 4 kids, and God created me to be a really good mother to them and to have time for that. Also to take care of my own self and my own health. So there's all these other things, but if we can be a little more clear on what our purpose is, our passion and the season that we're in right now, it's going to guide where we are spending our time. Okay, so tip number one is having some absolute musts. Like, what are they? The things that you absolutely need to do each day. And when you start to get clear, and some of these, they don't have to be every day. Maybe these are absolute musts, like 5 days a week. But when you start to get really intentional, is I really need to do these. So maybe that is prep dinner. Maybe that is go for a walk in the morning. What are those things that you need to do so that you can feel good too? And there's going to be probably the absolute must, like I got to make dinner. Like you don't have to write things that you know you're going to do. But really to make your life better right now and to feel better, what are some of those absolute musts that you need to do? Number two is what can you delegate? We don't have to do it all. And I don't even know where it seems like our society has gotten so off track, especially when it comes to women, is now women are not only still in charge of the kids and running their household, But a lot of women are also working on top of that while still taking care of the kids and the household. And now we have kids in all these activities, different things that are popping up for them. And it's a lot. It's a lot. So really thinking about, what can you delegate? So what chores can I give my kids? For example, my six-year-old, we have this chopper thing that we chop like carrots and celery in, like when we make soups. You put it in and you like push this plastic piece down and it chops it up into like perfectly little cubed things. But my six-year-old has been helping me with that on the weekends because I like to prep a couple soups. So I have a couple easy, healthy meals ready. And he enjoys this. There are also things that I delegate to my husband, and it's like solely his thing to do. He does the dishes, like he'll unload the dishwasher. It's his thing. And so thinking of people in your life, like what can you delegate and give to someone else? Or maybe you're going to hire someone to do something, because we just honestly, most of us have too much on our plates. Number three is, what are the most important priorities? So we have those things that we absolutely must do, but then we need to really prioritize. Like, what are those high priorities and the things that you need to do? So if we have like a master to-do list, we need to be able to sort of rank those priorities on that list. So knowing, highlighting, I mean, or it's an online system management that you might have, but marking those things that are the high priorities that you must get done. Because when we see a list of like 10, 20, 30 things, that's really not helpful to us at all. But maybe when I have a list of 20 things and I see that two are highlighted, that those are the most important things, high priorities, when I have some time, I'm going to go to those and get those done. So we need to become really aware, what are high priorities, and being able to mark that and be able to know what those are. All right. And I just want to pause here and be able to share some of my favorite supplements that I use, because these can be real easy ways to take care of you and to have more energy. So number one that I take every day is a high quality omega-3 oil. So I really like the Zenzino Balance Oil. I have partnered with them because I really love their products. I love that you can actually test your blood levels of omega-3s to see if you're deficient. Supplement, then you retest and you see if you are supplementing enough and if your body's absorbing it. So super easy. I really like their lemon mint. So there's going to be links down below for all these so you guys can check it out. Also by Zenzino, I really like their multivitamin plus immune support. So it's not just a multivitamin, but it has this extra immune support in there, like beta-glucans, olive leaf extract. And there's really different ones that really help to boost my immune system. My third favorite supplement that I have most mornings is my Organifi Green Juice. And this has a clinical dose of ashwagandha in it, which helps to give me natural energy without caffeine, because I actually don't tolerate caffeine. And then it also has lots of different microgreens and other nutrients in it. I put half a scoop of collagen protein powder in there, and usually I squeeze half a lemon in there too. So I have that with my breakfast. It's a great way to start the day. So if you guys want to check those out, check the description down below. All right, and back to this episode. Tip number four is to have buffer time. I don't know for how long I like kept missing this for myself, and it's something I still have to consciously think about, because I like to be very productive on time. This is going to take this long, and I didn't have any buffer time. So when things went long or something got behind, I really didn't have any time to catch up, and it would stress me out. So in your schedule, make sure that you have buffer time, extra time after something, extra time where there's nothing planned so you can get things done. Is make sure that you are putting buffer time into your planner and schedule it. Number five is learn to say no. So for those people who are my people pleasers, and it's a great quality to have in a sense, because it probably means you're really kind and you're empathetic. You're probably a great friend, but also you can still be all of that and say no to people, to really be able to feel confident in yourself, to be in tune with yourself and to be able to politely tell people no. I like to think of like a compliment sandwich, like, oh, I would love to do that, or some type of compliment to the person, but I can't do that right now. And to be very clear. Number six is have time for self-care. So if you're planning your life, you have to make sure that you are planning for self-care. So that means workouts, that means walks, that means time to meal prep. Like, prepping food takes some time, even if you're keeping it simple. But we have to plan for that time to prepare and eat food. A lot of us are busy and rushed, and I typically go for simple meals too. But we need to know that preparing and prepping food is part of being human and needing to consume it and just having the time to do that. Also, when we're thinking of self-care, is do I need time to go out with friends? Do I need time to have fun? Do I need time to do yoga or meditation or relax? What do you need in this season of your life to really care for yourself? And number seven is, what are your time wasters? So what are you wasting time? Because most of us don't have enough time. I don't know about you, but I would love more hours in the day, but that's not going to happen. So we have to really think about, what are we wasting our time on, and what are we doing that we really don't need to? So some of the stuff, it's not even exactly wasting our time, but there's other higher priority things, and there's just things that we need to let go of. So really deciding those things, seeing what they are. Obviously, phone scrolling, or I like to Google a lot and find out some information, figuring out what your time wasters are and minimizing those, getting rid of, trying to do different things so that you can be more intentional with your time. All right, so I'm going to give you a quick recap of these seven tips, and I want you guys to think of, what do you really need to focus on? Because it's not something I want you guys to do all of these, but really think, what is that thing I probably need to work on? And maybe write it down. Or maybe you're like, I do need to work on this, but in all honesty, I'm not going to. Put it on a sticky note in your planner for a few weeks from now and come back to it. All right, so tip number one is, what are your absolute musts? Tip number two, what can you delegate? Three, what are your high priorities? Being able to rack and stack those tasks that you have. Four, do you have buffer time? Five, learn to say no. Six is, have that time for self-care. And seven, what are your time wasters? All right, guys, I encourage you to head to my Facebook group, Healthy Beyond 40, and share which one of those you need to work on. I would love to hear from you, and it will also inspire other people when you guys share, because we really need community and connection around getting healthy, because most of us don't have that. So take advantage of that group. The link will be down below. All right, friends, keep on moving and have a good week.